The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. Why are governments always changing? Why are there so many revolutions across the earth that topple one government and set up a different one? Believe it or not, there's a simple answer to all this. There is a war in the spirit realm for the souls of men. So it does matter what form of government a nation has and the spirit in which that government operates. For God in the Bible reveals both the spirit and the structure by which government is to exist. And the warfare concerning government is between the forces of God and the forces of Satan over whether or not a nation will operate by God's system. The nation which will operate by God's system is a vessel God can use to bring men to His way of life. A nation which operates otherwise fights against the plan and purpose of God to get the gospel of the kingdom of Christ to the next generation. It's that simple. So what is the spirit in which government is to operate? America's founders taught that it was the biblical principle of morality. Morality is defined in America's original dictionary as the conformity of an act to the divine will. In other words, if the people and their government servants live by the Bible, then the spirit of their government will be right. If they live and make laws out of their selfishness, then that nation will self-destruct. America's founders constantly told us this. John Adams, our second president, stated, "This Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate for the government of any other." Patrick Henry, the fiery orator of the American Revolution, referring to the newly won independence of America, stated, "Whether this will prove a blessing or a curse will depend upon the use our people make of the blessings which a gracious God has bestowed on us. If they are wise, they will be great and happy," he said. "If they are of a contrary character, they will be miserable. Righteousness alone can exalt them as a nation." Reader, whoever you are, remember this, and in your sphere practice virtue yourself and encourage it in others. Daniel Webster, the great 19th century statesman, warned us, "But if we and our posterity neglect instruction, trifle with the injunctions of morality, and recklessly destroy the political constitution which holds us together, no man can tell how sudden a catastrophe may overwhelm us and bury all our glory in profound obscurity." So what about the structure of government? How important is the form of a government? The structure of government is so important that even if we have the spirit of morality, but it's in the wrong structure of government, that government will still self-destruct. So what is God's form of government? It is known as a republic and is the form of government God gave to His people in Deuteronomy 1. A republic is a government in which the people choose representatives to make their laws, those laws being based on the law of God in the Bible. Thus, law is the highest authority, not the whims of some government leader. America's founders identified the source of our republic as being God's law. Noah Webster stated in his introduction to his U.S. history, "The genuine source of correct republican principles is the Bible, particularly the New Testament or the Christian religion." Can you identify a republic? Do you know how to operate it so as to preserve the liberty of your children to hear the gospel of Christ? Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries by visiting www.heritageministriesky.com. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.